The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Mind the gap.
There's more online at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
The falling pound and tighter household budget means that getting a good deal on your holiday is more important than ever. And while expensive destinations like France or Dubai are still popular, there are still places with comfortable accommodation, good food and stunning scenery for a fraction of the price. I spoke with Tim Leffel. He's created the world's cheapest destinations website, and I asked him for his advice on where to go to bag that bargain break. Tim told me for the best value, you should head east.
I think it's probably Nepal, and I was just there in May, and it's still an unbelievable bargain. So if you want to go hiking in the mountains, that's the place to go, because it's still incredibly cheap. And India and Indonesia are probably right in there. Cambodia is quite cheap. Nicaragua and my part of the world is quite cheap. But I think Nepal probably wins the prize.
Tim says getting a good deal doesn't necessarily mean having to travel halfway around the world.
If you look at Europe, there's a lot of places that are not very far that are a good deal and are still quite nice, like the Czech Republic and Slovakia and Hungary. And even Portugal is quite a bargain compared to, just going out and having a meal and a bottle of wine in England.
One of Tim's top tips in Europe are the countries of the former Yugoslavia.
There's a lot of really nice things to see. I did a great hiking trip in Bosnia. The city of Mostar is really beautiful. So I think there's a lot to see there.
The war ended in the 90s, and Tim says that whilst most areas have been rebuilt, there are still some reminders.
So basically all the damage from that time in that area has been mitigated. You know, things have been rebuilt and restored. But you can walk a few blocks, you know, in any direction and still see some of the damage. You know, you can still see buildings that were hit with mortar fire and whatever and basically were abandoned. And so they're still sitting there because nobody's taken them over. I took a local tour in Mostar, and that was a lot of the material was about what it was like during the war, what happened then. And by the way, I spent $30 for that tour that was all day long with transportation and, you know, two guides. And we went to five different places around the region. So very reasonable.
Tim says Bosnia is very cheap in European terms.
Bosnia was a bargain, and just anything you buy there in terms of food and drink was quite cheap. I mean, dollar beers and, you know, $4 meals, that kind of thing. And Montenegro was pretty similar, and Albania was quite a bargain too. So I think in that whole area, you'll eat and drink very well for not a lot of money. And I got a guest house one night for $17 a night. And I think the other ones I paid between 20 and 30 a night. And that was, you know, a nice, decent place with hot water in my own bathroom and, you know, comfortable bed and included breakfast sometimes. So quite a deal. And there were a lot of mid-range places, like the equivalent of a chain hotel for 40 or 50 a night.
If you fancy going a bit further afield, Tim says you should look at Mexico, but try to avoid the tourist trap of Cancun.
Places like Merida in the Yucatan, or, you know, go further south along the coast. It's a whole lot cheaper. There are beaches all the way around that whole peninsula, so you could go up to a place like Holbox Island, and even Isla Mujeres, which is right north of Cancun. It's just more laid back and not such a party town. Or some people go down the Riviera Maya, where the hotels are a lot more spread out. You know, you have more of a pristine beach without a million people on it. But I would encourage people to go beyond that. There are four or five airlines in Mexico that cover the whole country, and you can rent a car there quite reasonably and, you know, be driving around on your own. Plus, there's a really good bus system. So it depends on your level of comfort, of course, you know. If you haven't traveled much independently, that might sound a little scary and you might want to fly, but the roads are quite good and in anywhere that tourists go in Mexico.
And Tim says Mexico is very similar to America in many ways.
People do queue up in a line. They will wait for wait their turn. They're patient. So you don't have that, scrum to get to the counter and buy something, for example, or get a bus ticket. And I think it's a situation where they're so influenced by America. So many Mexicans have lived and vacationed in the United States that They're two very different cultures, but they're not radically different in terms of just day-to-day norms. And also, I would like to mention the food poisoning thing. It's gotten a lot better in there in the last decade or so. And even the street vendor stalls all use bottled water, and there's not a whole lot of worries. I mean, just the same worries you'd have going anywhere where you're not used to the food, but it's a lot more hygienic than it used to be.
Tim uses an interesting way of comparing the costs of different countries. The price of a haircut.
You really see the savings a lot of times when you travel to these cheaper countries is the services, because the cost of labor is so much less. That's why it's cheaper there. You know, if the average person makes the equivalent of 300 pounds a month, then they're willing to give you a shoe shine or a haircut or whatever for a lot less. So I always try to get those kind of things done when I'm in a place like that. And you know, there's still places in the world you can get a haircut for a dollar, so a U.S. dollar. So I think I spent four or five on that one in Bosnia that last time I got a haircut, but that was at the higher end for some of them I've gotten in the last few years.
And getting a cheap holiday isn't just about the accommodation and food.
I have a really nice suit from Bangkok, actually, that I got last time I was there. Really nice fabric, custom tailored, all of that, and a whole lot less than I would have paid here, that's for sure. And there's a place in Vietnam called Hoi An, which a lot of women go to get clothing made. Basically, you can take a picture out of a magazine and they'll make it for you.
I asked Tim about safety and whether you're more likely to encounter travel scams when traveling to a cheap destination or one where there are a few tourists. His answer surprised me.
I think it's worse where there are more tourists, because that attracts people that want the easy pickings. And you've probably heard this too. Rome is the worst city in the world for getting pickpocketed. So I think if you're going to be careful somewhere, that's where you should never let your guard down, is when you're in Italy. And, you know, Western Europe in general, there's just a lot of opportunistic thieves out there. Whereas people worry to death if they go somewhere like Mexico, but there's not really a culture there of pickpocketing. There's plenty of crime, but it's not that kind of crime. That's not really a thing there. It's not really a thing in Latin America, period. Some countries are worse than others for scams. If you go somewhere like Egypt or India, which are, they're both quite a bargain, but you really got to, you know, keep your guard up all the time and have things that hide your money or keep it safe. And people are just constantly trying to separate you from your money one way or another, and through all kinds of persuasive means. if there's a scam that's been invented in the world, it's probably being perpetuated in India as we speak.
You can get more tips for traveling cheaply around the world on Tim's website at cheapestdestinationsblog.com.